order at 3:29, or 1:29, excuse me, Monday, March 21st, 1988. Let the record show that Representative Pierce, Representative Hudson, Representative Springer, and Chairman Cato, Chairman, you got that, are in attendance. We have before us SB 3, and you have there a packet, very, very nicely done. Really glad to see that other committees are following our committee's examples. And with backup, it's great. So we also have a bill sponsor, Senator Abood, who's rushing to get to his own committee meeting. Would you like to testify, sir?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. My name is Senator Mitch Abood, District G in Anchorage. Temporarily. I would want to thank you for the opportunity to speak on Senate Bill 3. Senate Bill 3 is a simple bill. It does two things. One, Section 6 on page 3, it allows the Department of Public Safety the issuance and use of a single license plate rather than the two which is being presently used. And two, in Section 7 on page 3, it stipulates that the license plate will be placed on the rear of the vehicle. Now, all of the remaining changes you see in the bill are all housekeeping measures. In other words, it takes care of changing the language from plural to singular when referencing registration plates. That is scattered throughout the whole bill. That's why we had to make so many changes in it. The bill has strong support from the Department of Public Safety, and they've indicated their position in the paper and a cost savings of approximately $60,000. I urge your support for this bill and ask that you give it favorable consideration to be passed out of the committee. I hope you have to answer any questions at this time. If not, I will depart.
Are there any questions? Senator, I almost said Representative Pierce.
Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Is the law right now that you buy two plates, but you, at the moment, don't have to put both plates on your vehicle, correct?
No, you've got to put two plates on your vehicles now. One front, one rear. Is that what your question was?
That's right.
You must put two plates on, one in the front, one in the rear.
My
this
car
does take off.
My car doesn't have two license plate holders. It doesn't have one on the front. And I called, or I asked them when I registered it in the state, and said that although you get two, right now you only have to actually put one on the back. You buy two.
Well, if that be the case, then there would be no need for the law. I think you're illegal and you're breaking the law, Representative Pierce. I would expect, ma'am, that you could clear up that little problem. However,
I'll ask him again.
However, Mr. Brown, I believe, is here, and I think he can answer that question. Right. And if it isn't against the law, then we can throw the bill out, and I will want losing one bill, one license plate.
Well, the bill would still be needed, so they don't have to give you two when they.
So you don't have to buy two, right?
So
you have to buy two.
Okay.
Madam Chairman, could I ask you to depart for a moment? Could I get a yes or no answer from Mr. Brown as to whether it's law? You've got to wear two license plates.
Yes, I'll address the question, Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown, is it in the law at the present time that each car have two license plates, one in the front and one in the rear?
Yes, with except for motorcycles and trailers.
Well, we'll have to tell Jaden that if we go
any. I'd like to bring the committee's attention. Mr. Brown, Motor Vehicle Department's here, and we have a lawbreaker among us. Madam Chairman.
I'd also like to let the record show that the reason I called you representative is because I had had you sitting alongside me for so long, I thought you were still here.
And you missed me. Let the record show that.
Oh. Yes, but you have been promoted to Senator.
Are there any further questions that I may answer?
Do you have one? Minute?
No, I didn't have a question, but I had an answer in regards to the appeal section 2810-171. It's in our packet. It says when two registration plates are issued for vehicles, they shall be attached to the vehicle for which issued, one in front, one in the rear. When one registration plate is issued, it shall be attached to the rear. And that shall means it's mandatory. So that's right, sir.
Okay. Evidently, you present your case well enough that there don't seem to be any diehard questions to you, Senator Booth. Anyone else?
I'm sure. I recommend we table it.
I'm just kidding.
Now, was that a motion?
No, I, as a matter of fact, I'd like to amend that motion to recommend that it be moved out of individual recommendations.
Representative Hudson's moved that we move SB 3 out of committee with individual recommendations. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I hope that I can give the same kind of action to your bill and my committee that you've given to mine.
I shall anticipate it.
Thanks very much.
Rhonda. Rhonda.
Yes,
ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
That's what Division Motor Vehicles told me. And it's been in the state for 11 years without a license.
Isn't that crazy? Okay, we have before us SJR 58. You have in your packet a memo from Senator Kurtula. A fiscal note and the resolution of support from the city of Cordova. We have with us Beth Kurtula. Beth, would you like to testify?
Just briefly, thank you, Madam Chairman and members of House Transportation. Senator Kurtula apologizes for not being here. He is stuck in another committee. Thank you for hearing SJR 58. While it may seem minor in comparison to everything else that we're doing this session to Cordova, it's a very, very important statement of support for keeping the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Sweetfire in Cordova. The Coast Guard has had a presence in Cordova for 53 years, and this year there is a possibility that the Coast Guard might pull out of Cordova, taking the Sweetbriar and around 111 Cordova residents with it. The Sweetbriar was built in 1944, but is still absolutely seaworthy. It's a buoy tender, I can never say the word right, but it also performs rescues. Since 1976, when the Sweetbriar was brought to Cordova, it's performed around 135, 140 rescues. Cordova is a busy port. There's a lot of tanker traffic. Of course, Prince William Sound is one of the world's prime fisheries. Senator Kurtula thinks it's critical to the protection of the fishery, not to mention human life, to maintain the Coast Guard presence in Cordova. So, hence the resolution. That's briefly the reason for it. I can try and answer questions.
Only one thing you made, one misstatement, Beth.
Please.
And that was, you said a lot of tanker traffic out of Cordova.
No, excuse me.
No, tanker traffic at Prince William Sound.
Pardon.
Which the Sweetbriar also monitors very closely.
That's true.
Yeah, the tanker traffic actually comes out of Valdez.
Chair?
Yeah.
This is a subject very near and dear to my heart. The Coast Guard cutter Sweetbriar was the very first vessel that I was ever stationed on. It was out of Ketchikan at that time and has subsequently been moved to various towns throughout Alaska. And it's a common practice of the Coast Guard to shift vessels between home ports, if no other reason than just to give them a different responsibility and use the same vessel around. Certain activities are easier than others. When I was in Cordova, I was the captain of the Coast Guard cutter Sedge. And so my only concern is naming the Sweetbriar, although since she's there right now, I guess I wouldn't have a lot of concern about it, but I'm just saying that you might want to consider, whereas to Coast Guard cutter Sweetbriar or other 180-foot buoy tender, rather than just simply naming that one, because if the vessel does get to the point to where they can't operate it economically, they may want to pull the Sedge back in there, for example, or another 180, and it's something you might want to, have you thought about that, Beth, at all?
Through the chair, actually, I believe the intent would be to keep a cutter in Cordova, so I can understand the point. Since it is only a resolution, I sort of think it's maybe not so important to note that in it. However, the point's well taken. It doesn't necessarily have to be the Sweetbriar runs aground, is ruined, then I suppose it should be another boat. However, for purposes of the resolution and the drafting, and I've seen just real similar resolutions in other, other towns this session, I guess I would request that maybe we can leave the resolution as it is, but the points were well taken.
It would, Chair, I think it would certainly send the message we want to send back there, since it's just basically telling them that, that it's a very active sound and a lot of activity, and it does need 180-foot buoy tender. So, and Cordova is the right place to station it.
Yeah, I feel, even though it's just resolution, I was talking to Edmund Nelson in my office, and at the time that he was definitely going to bring the Sweetbriar back, and the plane tree was going to go out, and he got some relief, and that didn't happen. But I agree it's a presence we need to maintain, and I don't think that the name Sweetbriar particularly would affect that situation.
Through the chair, if I might ask a question, I think Representative Hudson obviously have more information than I. When a specific ship or vessel moves from a home port, does it not take the families and those people that are on that boat with it? Because if it does, I think that those specific individuals had an interest in also remaining at the door.
Madam Chair, normally it doesn't. Normally what they do is they assign a moving committee. They literally put a captain and a skeleton crew on board to take it to Hawaii, wherever they're taking it. And they'll quite often reassign, particularly the married crew, right, to the next vessel that's coming in. So
thank you very much.
Because they don't want to put the expense up. So.
Thank you very much for the answer. I think that was also a significance in, you know, to the naming, but it's the committee's pleasure. That makes me feel a little more secure.
Well, inasmuch as I don't believe we can change the title anyway, being a Senate resolution, I think the resolution would say that we definitely desire that type of presence in Cordova. Yeah.
Madam Chair, I have no problem with the resolution as it's currently written. As a matter of fact, being an old sweeper I'm at, I think that the crew would probably feel very, very fine having their name on a bill in the legislature. So.
All right. Chair would entertain a motion to pass the resolution out of committee.
Mm-hmm.
It's been moved that we pass the bill out of committee, or pass the resolution out of committee with individual recommendations. Is there any objection? Hearing none. And I can't stick my name on a sponsor because it's a sanitary resolution.
Wait a minute. Can't you?
Yeah.
Or the resolution?
Yeah, we tried.
We're going to have to pass that bill this year. That'll permit us to do those things, you know? Yeah, I'd like to put my name on this one, too.
Yeah. Is there any further business comes forth today? Hearing none, the committee's adjourned at 1:55.
Thank you.